meeting. We'll call this meeting to order. This is the Channing Hall School Board meeting. It's our budget hearing and retreat, and today is Tuesday, June 17 at 6:31 p.m. and we are at the Eight Settlers Restaurant in Cottonwood Heights. Overall, the agenda for today, any adjustments? Approved as is. The meeting minutes from 5:27:25. Any adjustments? Approved as is. We can go ahead and open up for public comment, which let me go back and check the Zoom meeting. We do not have anybody that has attended from the public, so we can move on from that. So Amy, we can go ahead and move into Finance Committee.
All right. Ralph sent on Sunday to everyone the updated budget for, this includes our final 2025 budget and the 2026 budget, FY 2026 budget. There was only a slight change from the meeting that we had in May, and those were just a few account and program updates and some changes that were directed to him by the USBE. So, in essence, the same numbers we're looking at. There were just some slight changes that you saw in there from the previous meeting. Are there any questions on those changes we saw? Okay. And we did put the notification in the newspaper about 11 days ago, I believe, to provide notice of this meeting. So we are good to approve this and adopt the budget.
Okay. Want to move to a motion?
We have a possible motion to adopt the original FY 2025 to 26 budget and approve the FY 2024 to 2025 final budget. I move to adopt the original FY 2025-26 budget and approve the FY 2024-25 final budget.
Second.
Any discussion?
You're recommended, Amy. Do you think it's good?
I do.
That's discussion.
I do, and I think, you know, we've reviewed it. We went through it with Ralph during the last meeting with a pretty fine-tooth comb. The changes that we noticed, you know, the restricted and unrestricted items have been moved, so I think.
All right, let's go ahead and move to roll call. Holden?
Approved.
Dave? Lacey?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Okay. Moves unanimously. Now we can go ahead and shift over to administrative report. So we've got Diane talking about enrollment and summer camps.
Okay, so enrollment, we are at 673. All but 12 students have partial or full paperwork in for next year. And that's really good indicator.
How many?
How many? 12, all but 12
oh.
have partial or full paperwork in. So that's like our record of paperwork in, ready to go.
675 is like...
Yeah, we're at 673.
They have all the 12 that have like their registrations.
Bam!
Like, that's crazy. That's promising.
So that's 501 returning. I got 30 minutes left. I one. And we have.
Amy, sorry, you got a little something sticking out of your back there.
100 and I still love her. 166 are new. So this is great stuff, and that's where we're at right now. But with 12 partial or fully paperwork in, that is our record for. So it's looking really good.
That's awesome.
Oh, let's look at the wait list just for fun. We actually have wait lists, so it's fun. We have just kindergarten now is one because we're full and we've moved some in. We have 11 on the wait list for first grade. So. 8 on the wait list for second grade, and then 11 on the wait list for fifth grade, and 12 on the wait list for sixth grade, 13 on the wait list for seventh grade.
For middle school.
So, for middle school. I'm really excited.
Yeah. Eighth grade is the tiny year, right?
And well, nobody comes in eighth grade. Well,
right, like, is that
unless they're like
yeah, moving, right?
Yeah. So that's really a good sign for next year.
Yeah.
Super excited about that. And I'm going to go into camps because we're also at, we have 188 kids enrolled in our summer camp, so it's really grown. And 20 of them are all new coming into the school year involved, so they came in too.
Wow.
It's been,
that's good.
It's been very well attended.
That's great.
Yeah. And that's all.
Well, that's the first time, I don't know, but I can remember we've had wait lists for middle school.
No, we never had one.
Right? We usually, I don't think
6 years later, we finally did.
Yeah.
And people thought middle school would just, like, kind of die off.
I think middle school is really booming right now with some of the new programs that we have and the moving ahead in the math. And we tested all the kids in, that wanted to test in 6th, 7th, and 8th to go to a grade level above or more. So it gives them an opportunity. It's fun.
There were a couple years where we were like,
maybe we should just like.
And there are some days I still think that. Just because I'd still be like, how about a K-5? You know, my life would be very easy. No, it's going well though. So we're looking good.
And that's more. That's amazing.
So if you subtract the COVID years, I'm kind of on target with the 3 to 5. Don't include COVID. That didn't count.
Yeah.
All right. That's my report. Questions?
Summer camps already?
Yeah. They're going so well. So we offered a full day. We call it a full day. It's till like 1:30 or 2. So they can come in the morning and they can stay all day. We hired one of our aides runs a snack, lunch break, and recess. So our working parents are really loving that. And then we have kids that can just do individual camps. And I saw your kids in cooking, baking. It was really awesome. And then just call me.
Oh, I called.
You know somebody.
Heather told me no, they were full. And I was like, I respect that. Nora's like, all my friends are in it. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm on vacation.
But anyway, yeah. Next year, we're looking at doing a full day program and then a half a day program. So it just, it's just more secure in the funding. Like, because it's a break even program. We don't make any money, we have to break even. We're going to do like t-shirts next year because it's free advertising. The kids are wearing our school t-shirts in summer. So that's where we're at. It's cool. I was over there today taking pictures and hanging out. Well, I actually been popping out a lot because it's quite cool.
Would you consider opening it up for non-Channing Hall students?
Yeah, I think we could do that. I think eventually it could be, if we make it more of a community center, I think we'd get more. But right now, we're going to be at our max capacity if it all works out. I really think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love to open it up.
Very good problem.
And we've made a few slides sometimes in there for, you know, somebody comes to us and it's like their cousin's in town. You know. Why not? Yeah. So it's good.
How's that summer camp working with all that construction?
So we hired one of our aides is on the side door on 150, is that 150? 300.
For the construction.
150. So they park at the park, they walk, and then the side door is open, but she's a check-in girl. She's really literally there 8 to 3 every day. She just checks in. The kids wait down there for them to be picked up, and then they go out. So nobody goes out front or anything. So it's going, it's actually working really well because they can only come in and out that one door. Nobody's just kind of flying around. It's going well.
Plus, maybe you can make a summer camp class of if you can get in and out of the ditch. It's exercise.
Yeah. It's a little crazy over there.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like spelunking.
It is crazy.
It teaches teamwork. Can you help
each
other
get
out?
Yeah. Oh, and the cool thing is, too, for a full day, for kindergarten next year, we only have 4 people signed up for a half day.
Wow.
So they're really transitioning out of a half day. Yeah, it's looking good.
Would you only have 4, like, would
we
even do a half day, or at that point?
So, we have to offer one right now by the state. So, what we do is, they'll be in one of the teacher's classroom, but we do all of the core in the morning, and then the afternoon, So they can have until October 1st to sign up. So we do this big pitch of come see what you're missing if you're not here all day. And the kids, like gym class and things like that in centers. Last year we had 10, and then four parents switched to full day by October before when we get the money. So we'll try that again. There's only four. I'm very happy with it. That's all.
We've got a couple of items to cover on the executive committee. The first is to discuss the board survey results, which I'll go through that really quickly.
I responded.
Thank you.
I was very proud of myself.
It took me like multiple times to get it in.
Right. I had to like switch. I kept going into the board secretary. And so I had to like.
I think I may have submitted through board secretary.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was like, you've already done it, and I'm like.
I tried a couple of different ways. It finally went in.
Same here. Right. We got it.
We'll see about making that better for next year. I also realized we had a duplicate question, which was interesting.
Don't care.
Yeah.
It's all good.
All right. So high level, let's see. Channing Hall Governing Board is accountable for governance, fiscal, strategic. With these responsibilities in mind, what are our biggest strengths? So strong board members, accountant, business leaders, engineers, lawyers, our background. Fiscal responsibility, we're good with compliance with laws and policy, and governments and setting following policies, we do not overstep our role of the board, which is great. Feedback, how can we improve? More quality board members, absolutely.
Get rid of the riffraff.
We are
still working on that.
No. Getting rid of? No. But we're definitely looking to add a few more this year. More emphasis on strategic planning. The school is approaching 20 years old, and we should be looking at long-term building stability and planning for potential future growth, which I know we've been talking about for a little while, so it's time to start to kick into an actual strategic planning plan. Let's see, number three, what did executive committee do well this year? What are essential tasks? Board recruitment was done well, working on strategic planning and setting tone for governance role should focus more on strategic planning. Strong theme. What did finance committee do well this year? Board recruitment, always excellent work. Next year, continue to focus on fiscal oversight, considering Ralph's transition from his role in new software system, also ensuring PTO accounting policies align with school policies. Maybe one of those to pay attention to. What did the public relations committee do well this year? Enhanced reputation of Channing Hall in the community and in the state, made students proud, made school sound attractive, attracted more students. Annual report looks sharp and enrollment is up. Good job on the annual report and outward-facing PR. What did legislative committee do well this year? Good, concise, focused on matters relevant to the school. No additional feedback. Great work. Good legislative updates. More of the same next year.
That's awesome.
Policy committee. Focus on the why behind policies. The board can consider need for updates or ways to better comply. Colby is detailed here, and he is good at revising policy year over year. Work on replacement for this board position. And good policy review. Do you feel our board committees are fulfilling the needs of the board? Good, but we need strategic planning. Which board accomplishments are we most proud of? Fiscally strong, happy head of school, and adding members, seeking out more members, excellent oversight, maintaining a good relationship with administration. Thank you. And continuing steady support for Diane while not interfering with management. Describe 3 to 5 areas the board should focus time and energy on for next year. Fiscal soundness, get straight answers, future plans for transition, any actions that increase status and reputation. I think we're good. Thank you. And then other than that, everybody seems pretty okay with Mondays at 5:30. For continuing to schedule that. So we'll propose dates for next year, make sure that everything's working with schedules and how we might want to move that around. That is the survey. We'll talk about, I've got freeform planning discussion dates, so what I'll plan to do is actually, now that we've got a better sense of staying with Mondays, send out a proposal of what next year could look like, so we can take a look at that and see if they've got any conflicts, and then we'll schedule out for the year, and then make adjustments as we get closer to those dates. Oh, I think that we're in pretty good shape for chair, so I'll retain chair for one more year. Is the plan currently. We'll have Lacey step into a dual role in the beginning of vice chair and secretary. Is Falgoni, is she giving us a verbal or is she still contemplating?
It's a verbal yes on finance.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
And
so we'll, and that puts her in finance committee / treasurer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think we're in pretty good shape for what the roles are going to look like for officers next year. And then committee charters and committee chairs for next year. So we've got the executive committee settled. Finance committee, so Falgoni will take that. Policy, we are going to transition to a new board member who has has interviews to go through. And then one more board meeting to sit in, and then we'll be able to take over for policy. And Colby has been kind enough to be willing to train him on the way in, and I'll just step in for the first meeting to fill the role until he's able to sit in as an actual board member. PR committee, we're discussing how that be a joint effort between a new board member and Becca continued for next year. And legislative committee, Dave, I'm assuming you are still good to go for that. Okay. If there is no other business to discuss, we can adjourn the meeting. Last year they lost the game 7-0.